Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know I'm trying to please to the calling.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I don't know if it's thank God, but it is Friday, and here we are. This is Todd Bubba Horwitz, the Bubba Show, and I don't know what's going on. Well, of course, we got the brand new tax plan vote done, and we're ready to go, and it's a plan that. I don't know. I think it stinks, my personal opinion. And, of course, you know I'm not left. But I do think that it stinks. I think it's a lousy plan. And I think that we get once again sold a bill of goods from starting with Paul Ryan. I don't think that we've got a very good plan in place. I think that it still penalizes the small business, which is the key to the economy. And surprising enough, the politicians once again have come out smiling and chortling and with their big smiles as they have their other hands in my back pocket and your back pocket trying to relieve you of some of your cash. I don't know what, you know, I don't think that what they did here is anything. I think that the plan, the postcard plan, the whole thing about, you know, how we're going to file our taxes. There's still going to be plenty of loopholes that you can bet your, you know what, that there will be. I don't see there's anything that we can expect to really change. They talk about this great reform that hasn't been around for 31 years. But I don't believe that this is the same group. I think that as the swamp creatures grow, the swamp gets worse. And this is more about them and retaining their jobs, not about us and creating a better environment for us to have the ability to make money. I think that, again, you know, nobody has addressed the debt situation. We talked a little about that yesterday. But, you know, I heard the big speech yesterday. Heard the big thing about the status quo. And, of course, in my mind, I don't think anything's really changed. I don't know about what you think. And, of course, obviously, if you have opinions, please send them by. You want to come on air and express your opinions if they're different than mine or if they're the same as mine. Feel free to reach out to me. But I look at this as a pile of junk that did not meet the goals. And I don't know that, I'm sure Trump or President Trump is happy because he got something finally passed in one house or in one branch. But I would think that if you sat down with him, I think he'd not be really thrilled with this as well. This does not meet, at least in my opinion, what his objectives were of this new plan. All right. I think this is some of the things that we need to, always address. But this goes back to everything that the government does for us. It's always at a cost. You know, this is not going to be for free. This is not going to have the benefit that I think we believe it's going to have. I think there's always something lurking behind, besides the fact that you have the Senate, which are the worst out of everybody, and you've got a bunch of babies over there fighting between Corker and Flake and McConnell and everybody else, and these guys who want to go against the president because he's a sharp guy that doesn't back down to anybody, and I think I'm of the opinion that that's the kind of president that we'd like to have. I mean, again, I'm from the school that, let's rumble. Let's get it done right. Why do we want to do another half-assed job with tax reform that's not going to really benefit us, the American people? Again, I think we forget that we're the majority. I think we forget that we actually have power, but we don't take advantage of it. We don't use our power. I'm tired of what I'm seeing. You know, fortunately, I'm old, so, you know, it's not going to have as much of an effect on me either way. But I think for the younger generation, for those coming up, the swamp really needs to be drained. You know, we cannot continue at this pace of the swamp creatures and allow the overall views of what they want, because what they want is not what we want. What they want is not in our best interest. And I'm being very sincere and concerned about that, because, again, I've seen this movie too many times, and we never get what we're supposed to get. We get a version of something that is supposed to pacify you for, you know, a little while until it's too late. And then when you realize that they once again honeled you and they once again stuck it to you, what do you do then? And I think that is something that I don't really particularly care about. You know, I want to see something that's good. I want to see something that's real. I'm sick and tired of the bogus garbage that we continue to see. All right. And that, I think, is something that, you know, is going to continue as long as the swamp exists. And I think, again, I think we caught a bad break, in my opinion, because I think President Trump would like to not have passed it as it is and passed more what he wanted. But again, I think he's in a position that he wants to, you know, at least get something done. But, you know, you're going to have a dramatic fight here against the left on this plan. And God knows why the left would fight this plan. This is, you know, this is no big deal to anybody. I mean, this would actually, I think, longer term, look bad for the right. You know, it's sadly to a point that, you know, we're going to settle once again for mediocrity. And I'm wondering why we always settle for mediocrity. I'm wondering why we can't just do it right in the first place. I'm wondering why we're going to let these guys sell us another bill of goods, pardon the pun. All right. And this is one of the things that, you know, I always find to be interesting, is that we will get the shaft as part of the usual. And believe me, you and me will end up paying for all this as well. And that's another problem in the ever confounding world of the swamp, is not only do they have all the advantages, but then they also have the ability to stick it to us. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of getting that red hot poker where it doesn't belong. I'm tired of watching a bunch of, you know, in this case, Congress, stand around on the lawn and talk about how good they did for us. Now, again, I remind you that every time we've had a debt ceiling debate or the fiscal cliffs, you always knew it was going to solve. If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, I have told you each and every time that it was never going to be a problem, because they were going to come out and join together. Because I think this is what nobody really understands about politics. As they say, politics makes strange bedfellows. And I assure you that as much as they show hatred and disdain for Pelosi or vice versa, when it comes down to screwing the middle class Americans, they're together and they do work out those deals. And that's why we need some more financial literacy and some education to our youth, which brings me to highschoolinvesting.com. I don't know if you've checked it out yet, but of course, you know, I've been doing this program for 6 years and I've financed it myself 100%. And now I need a little help with the financing, because I want to go from 300 high schools to 30,000. And what you can do for me is go to Patreon, patreon.com/BubbaTrading. And if you feel so inclined, you can make a little donation. There are some donations in which I will do a special webinar on markets and how they work, and also send out my autographed copy of my latest book. But in the meantime, check it out if you're so inclined. And we want to make sure that we continue to try to educate our kids. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm. You can download the show every single day. And also, you can download The Sporting Edge on the weekends. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here for a break, and I will be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And of course, remember to get Bubba's daily update, which is can be done by going to BubbaTrading.com and you sign up free. It's free. I email it to you every single day. But in the meantime, we are talking about this tax plan, which I don't believe is a very good plan. Again, that's my opinion. We are talking about, you know, the promises that are being made once again, and you know, the more take-home pay and how everybody's taxes are going to be reduced. But again, I go back to why is small business have to pay more than big business? I go back to who is the real driver of this economy? It is not the big business. It is small business. So why are we continuing to kowtow to the big guys and the little guys don't get it? You know, even if it's less, why should it not be the same? I'm concerned about that. I think that that is a bigger problem. I don't believe that they have my best interest at heart, nor yours. I believe that that these are more of a bunch of, you know, used car, and not to diminish used car salesmen. Okay, it's the old saying. I don't want anybody to think I'm not mad at used car salesmen, but that's the old saying, right? You know, if something went on, it was because of used car salesmen. But in the meantime, I want to make sure that we all understand that I don't believe that this has a benefit for us. Now, the markets right now believe it, but now let's talk about whose money is really in the markets. Yes, many of you are, including me, are in the markets as an investor through your 401k or through your IRA or whatever, which is great. But how many of you actually are in the markets day to day and are actually either buying or selling or taking advantage of what they've been offering here in the markets and what the Fed, the damage that the Fed has done? You know, I think one of the things we need to understand here, and Japan clearly admits it freely, that they're supporting their market. All right. They're 100% of debt to GDP and they don't care. And of course that's fine, except that the problem is that anytime the central banks do something, they don't do it on their dime. They do it on your dime. They do it on my dime. And that to me becomes another issue that we're not talking about. You know, unfortunately, the way that the government is set up, the way that the government has gotten so big and grown, they wield far too much power in today's society that the forefathers are rolling over in their graves watching this debacle known as the swamp stick it to the American people at every single opportunity that they can. Now, you can say I'm nuts, which is not probably far off, but you can also understand that that's probably a pretty accurate statement, because if you see the mess and the problems that we have to deal with on a daily basis, and we don't have to go far, we can start with Social Security, right? I mean, now, who would have thought that they wouldn't have the stones to raise that age each and every year? It had to be so that they could stay on top of it instead of having a debunked system that I've paid into for, I don't know, 45 years now. All right? I paid the maximum for 45 years into Social Security. Now, I'm personally taking it myself at 62. I don't give – I'm not waiting. But the point is – and I'll donate it. I mean, I'm not – I just – I don't want them to have it. You know, where is it that they believe they're better with money than we are? I mean, if any of us lived like they, we'd be broke or in bankruptcy court or in jail. So where is it that they believe that they've become this great financial institution that is tied together with a private corporation, okay, known as the Federal Reserve, right? Which is then run by guys like Jamie Dimon. Now, you know, we can forgive all the stuff that goes on, but if you really want to look into it, I mean, why did in 2007 and 8, why did Lehman Brothers go out of business and why did Bear Stearns get stolen by J.P. Morgan? Well, because J.P. Morgan's part of the Federal Reserve, part of that part private corporation, and you know, J.P. Morgan himself was a part of one of the creatures from Jekyll Island putting together the Fed with Rothschild and all the other crooks. And of course, they didn't do that to benefit you and me. They did it to benefit themselves. And I think this is, again, just another simple issue of why they don't care about us. They're only trying to pacify us to get through to the next hose job in which they always create for us. So as you look at the workings of what's going on, right, and you can put all the pieces together, you can see the disdain that they have for the average middle class. All we are for them is a cash cow that works and works and works and works so we can pay off them, pay off their debts, pay off their taxes. Right? Because again, you can talk all you want about the number of people, you know, the how much more tax they pay as a whole. But of course, in percentage of income, they don't pay anywhere near the tax that we pay. And that is not going to change throughout this. And this is, again, where I think that the bigger problems start to show up at is we do not get the advantage of what they're telling us we're going to get. We are getting the hose. Okay, we're getting the fleet. We're getting the fleet enema from these guys. And again, if you think I'm wrong, you can please feel free to chime in. But again, at the end of the day, this is not what you would think it would be, and it's certainly not going to benefit the smaller guy, because what we need, all right, what we need is we need a banking system that isn't afraid of its own shadow. Okay. We need a banking system that allows these small, independent, the old-fashioned savings and loan, or now the community banks, to participate without being under such heavy scrutiny and regulation that prevents them from doing things and allows them to get gobbled up or tortured by the big banks, because they basically pay the same cost. And of course, the small banks do 1% of the business but pay the same thing to operate. Doesn't seem like a very fair and equitable trade when you look at it from that perspective. I hope you understand that. So we continue to get beaten down throughout this society because the big guys want the control. If you read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, you will see, according to that book, that they wanted to actually turn the whole world into a socialist nation or a socialist world, so they could abscond with all of the money. Now, again, I'm not saying that that's the correct answer. I'm saying that that's, if you read the book, you'll see that that's that person, that author's opinion. And I would say his name, I forgot. Okay. But at the end of the day, right, we have a position that we're not going to gain any great benefit from. And once again, why is that? Because they don't want us to gain benefit. This goes back to fractional banking. I misused on Thursday's shadow banking, but I meant fractional banking, which is just another way that they can abscond with more capital. Because, you know, the theory is the amount that they have on deposit or the amount they have on reserve, they can lend against it. And of course, I've said many times and will continue to say so, that I don't believe that any one of them has enough on reserve for what they have loaned out on the street. But what's the difference when you're creating money? You know, you can go back to the days that they talk about and say that, you know, when gold was the backing and they had to have so much gold and they would paint gold dust. But, you know, again, everybody's always got to have somebody on the inside to overlook the things that go on. And I'm not accusing anybody. I don't know that to be a fact, but I certainly would not be surprised. There are too many things. There are too many coincidences that go on in this world that don't make a tremendous amount of sense. There are too many circumstances where we don't get to see the real story until it's too late. And that's where a lot of this regulation stuff has really become onerous, is because of the way it affects. It doesn't affect the big guys, because the big guys don't care. They tell the regulators to go flip. All right? But it does affect the small guy, because he can't do that, or she can't do that. So when you look at it from that perspective, you know where we stand, and you know that we have no chance fighting against it, which becomes the bigger problem. And that's what I want you to understand, is that although they continue to tell us how good they're doing, they're not. And that's, again, that's more my opinion, but I think it's pretty damn factual. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and LibertyTalk.fm is my station. You can go there. We play stuff 24 hours a day. A lot of stuff that you'll be very interested in, so I urge you to check it out. But also, you can go there and download The Bubba Show every day and The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And I really want you to take advantage of Bubba's Daily Update. You know, I do a free update every day. Right after the market closes, I get in front of the camera and shoot a video for you and tell you what I'm seeing, what I expect, and what I expect to see tomorrow. I do that 5 days a week. Check it out. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody sit tight. We'll be back right after the break with more of The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back, my friends, to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz on this, I guess, Bitch Friday, we'll call it. I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just talking my opinion, and fortunately, it's my show. I can do that. But at the end of the day, you know, I want to know when we're going to start getting rid of this massive, massive debt that we've created. I want to know when we're going to start cutting out all these ridiculous entitlement programs where it's easier for someone to stay home than go to work. I want to know when I'm going to quit financing others that choose not to go to work. I want to know when I'm going to stop helping the crack addicts live on my welfare check that I have to pay into all the time and move forward. Okay. I want to know when, you know, those in Hawaii that make about $60,000 or $70,000 a year off of the company payroll, which is the United States government, are going to have to go back to work. You know, that's the issues that should be going on right now. I'm much less concerned about tax cuts because of the lousy job they did. I'm much more concerned about debt and how they think we're going to get out of this debt situation that they've created. That, to me, is a much bigger deal than anything else. And I want to know how we think we're going to get away from that and where we're going to go with that from here. That's the bigger issue, not, you know, whether or not they put some stupid legislation together that really is not going to benefit small business. And if you think that we're going to get growth from this whole deal, if you think that all of a sudden these companies are going to start reinvesting in America, they haven't done so far. Why would I expect it to change now? Why would I expect them to do anything else but to do what they've done for the last 8 years or 9 years, and that's buy back their own stock? I mean, doesn't it make more sense? I mean, instead of paying out a dividend, paying that payment to borrow money, you know, and they can own it all. I mean, you know, who says that this repatriation that they're talking about is going to actually help the growth? You know, we can't get growth in this country until we get rid of the debt and until we get people that can actually go back to work. And you really think that they in their minds that we're going to start to see the common man, common woman go back to work? Do you think we're going to all of a sudden build some manufacturing plants here that are so desperately needed? And those are the jobs that are so desperately needed. I mean, you know, you want to give away debt money, subsidize the American people through a job. Right. And let them work and make a good living. So, you know what they're going to do? They're going to spend their money. See, that's the one issue I can never get past. Right. Without the middle class, you have no driver of any economy. You know, you saw a guy buy a painting the other night for $450 million. OK, well, that's good. There's probably, you know, I don't know, 100 people in the world who could maybe make that purchase. You know, I don't know the number, but whatever it is. I mean, really? You know, the guy who's making 50 grand or 100 grand a year, he can't buy that painting. Okay, he's like he can live. He's like he can eat. He's like he can feed his family. But yet here we are in the same situation as always, right? With the government pretending like they've done us a favor. You know, if it wasn't for the way that they handled the economy in the first place, we wouldn't be in this problem right now. Okay, we wouldn't have these troubles right now. Okay, that's the bigger issue. Right? When are we going to wake up and realize that the way we do business, you know, from the state and local all the way up to the Federal Reserve, the federal government, that what they're doing doesn't have your best interest? Do you think this Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, the guy who wants sanctuary cities with the highest murder rate in the world right here, okay, and he wants to import more murderers? He wants to charge a tax for soda. I mean, they've already repealed that. But, I mean, you know, these guys, they have a license to steal. They have a license to take our money and make us pay more. But what they're really doing is they're torturing the small business. And that's what everyone, you know, in Illinois, in New York as well, but they get cigarette taxes. Now, again, I'm not against, you know, a tax, but the taxes are more than the damn cigarettes. And where does all that money go? And, of course, you know, in my neck of the woods, I mean, if I want to go buy a pack of cigarettes, well, I live in the right county, so I don't have to pay it anyways. I mean, if I want cigarettes in where I live, I pay, let's say, $5.50 a pack. If I want them when I'm downtown, it costs me $12 a pack. Well, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to load up when I'm in my area and have them so I don't have to worry about it. And what do you think everybody does that lives in Chicago? They drive to the border. Either, you know, in Chicago, you're 20 minutes or 30 minutes from Indiana. You're 20 or 30 minutes from Wisconsin. All right. Neither one which charges that stupid tax. So what are you going to do? You're going to drive there and you're going to go get your stuff that's without taxes there. So who's going to? So what really happens is the small business guy, the small grocer, the small drugstore, the cigarette shop, whatever, they get punished because they're not making any more money on those cigarettes. Right? They're just passing it on as a tax. And that's the problem that we always have is the way that the tax system works, which is why we have to stop this garbage. We have to stop accepting everything that they tell us that they're doing for us as they're smiling with their, you know, out on the front lawn and saying, oh, we did it for you again. We took care of you. Yeah, you took care of me. You just cost me more money once again. I mean, it's no different than a gas tax. I mean, you realize, and gas is expensive in Illinois to begin with because it's a lousy state with a bunch of crooked governors. I don't know much about Rauner right now, but, you know, in the past, I think the past 8 governors or 9 governors, 4 or 5 have gone to jail. All right. So, but at the end of the day, you know, in my neck of the woods, gas is about $2.80, but in the city of Chicago, it's about $3.30. All right. Again, isn't that ridiculous? And there's parts of the world that gas is, I think, you know, around $2. And you think about that. Okay. You think about a guy or a gal that works in the car and either is a salesperson or somebody has to drive all over the place. How are they going to make up that money? Okay. How are they going to make up that extra, you know, I mean, if you're using 30 gallons of gas a week, which is not unrealistic, that's only, you know, let's say 500 miles a week of driving, which is certainly not unbelievable. Hell, I drive that much. I don't go anywhere. But all of a sudden now, what are they going to do? Right. So you got 30 gallons of gas at 80 cent surcharge, or in Chicago's case, a dollar surcharge. That's $30 a week. That's 15. That's the tax. There's the tax cut. There's the $1,500 a year they're promising you. Right. Don't give me the tax. Give me the quit stealing from me everywhere else. That's what I want. Okay. Don't give me all these. Don't tell me how good you are for me. Quit giving me these stupid taxes on stuff that you're just going to take back from me at a later date. That to me makes more sense. All right. You know, quit ripping me on every other spot so that you can pretend, you know, so you can take $10 from me and give me back $1. Now, there's a fair trade. And that's the bigger issue throughout all these smiling guys on the Hill who pretend like, again, that they're doing us a big favor. Stop all the other tacks. Quit grabbing and putting your hand in my back pocket as you put a dollar in my front pocket. Quit stealing the saw bucket to $10 in my back pocket. That's the problem that I see. You know, again, I don't know what you think, but that's what I'm looking at. I mean, you know, I'm tired of paying, you know, all this extra tax money. I'm tired of putting everything together so that they can do what they want to do. All right. You know, I'm tired that they have. I mean, look at all the things going on. You heard about the slush fund for sexual abuse. You know, they're not in the same laws as we are when it comes to that. And they have they can skirt a lot of that issue. I mean, they can lose their job potentially, but they're not going to jail. And again, where is that realistic? Who thought of that one? All right. I want to know when Donald Trump is going to make those guys go back on Obamacare and let them pay for their own health care instead of you and me paying for their health care. Why are they exempt from that wonderful policy known as Obamacare? I mean, can somebody tell me that? You know, we can continue all we want, but at the end of the day, right, we're paying an enormous amount of taxes, hidden taxes, one through inflation, which is, you know, of course, one we've always known about, but many through just these ridiculous things that we have to be taxed on, which does nobody any good. So don't give me a tax cut. Quit grabbing my money at every other opportunity. You know, quit taking what I need to work for. Cut out some of these entitlements. All right. Let's make people go back to work. That's what should be done. There's plenty of jobs available out there right now. All right. They may not be the greatest jobs, but should I a person sit home getting $8 or $9 an hour? Or should we make it go to work and get that $8 or $9 an hour? You know, I mean, you know, every fast food chain you go to has got a help wanted sign in it. You know, if you want better, then get yourself in a better spot. But don't sit home collecting my money. All right. That's the problem that I have. All right. This is the program that we've gotten into. You know, free cell phones and everything else for those who can vote for a party that will keep them in power. You don't have to do anything else. Just you got to show up every 2 or 4 years to vote. All right, come on. Is that what we meant to be here? I mean, is that what makes us the greatest country in the world? No, we are the greatest country in the world because we're smart. We work hard, most people, and we need to get back to that. It's enough of the free lunch, as they say. And that's why I'm so intent on, you know, the financial literacy, because I want young kids to revamp the world. It won't affect me because I won't be here, but it'll help my kids, my grandchildren, my great grandchildren, and my family. Right. And I want them to learn. That's why highschoolinvesting.com is gone to using Patreon, because I want to raise money to help finance and help these kids because the schools can't pay for it. So it's patreon.com/BubbaTrading. Go check it out. In the meantime, don't forget to download the Bubba Show every single day at libertytalk.fm. It's the only station you need anyways. I mean, we've got all the content that you need 24 hours a day. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here. I'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, you know, I've been whining all day. And, you know, again, I'm good at it. I like to whine. But actually, I'm not trying to whine. I'm just trying to find it out as I see it. I'm, as they say, I'm fed up. That's from our friend Danielle DiMartino Booth, the book, Fed Up. I'm fed up that I have to support and pay all this stuff for stuff that I get no benefit from. You know, we all work hard for our money, and I want to be able to, you know, pass on some benefit. I'm tired of seeing every municipality busted, and I'm tired of seeing school teachers busted. I'm tired of seeing the way that the whole school system works. I mean, we don't teach anything in these schools anymore except how to take the next test because of the no student left behind or whatever the hell that thing is, Common Core curriculum. Isn't that dumb? All right. Where did we come up with that stupid idea? All right. Where did we come up with that everybody has to go to college? You know, not every person is destined to go to a college. I did not go to college. You know, as I see my kids, it's so much fun. I wish I would have gone, but I didn't go. All right. I was too busy working. But where is it that everybody has to go to college? Aren't there some people that want to, you know, just learn a skill and learn a trade and work? Do we not need those workers anymore? Or if you want to go to college, isn't it nice to have some skills like maybe woodworking or some electronic stuff or something that's handy around the house where you can save some money? I mean, isn't that part of real life? Is taking the ACT test and getting a high score the real life? Okay, no, it's learning how to do the little things so you don't have to pay somebody to do them if you can't afford it. I mean, I choose to have people do. I know how to do them because I took those classes when I was in school. I choose not to because I think my time's more valuable, and I'd rather stimulate the economy and pay somebody to do what they do. But certainly in an emergency or in a pinch, I can do any of that those things. All right. Listen, I used to fix my own cars. You know, not that's a big deal, but I used to do all that stuff. But again, I don't think that's where our education system is going, and that's where the thing should be done. Not worried about a ridiculous tax plan that's not going to help anybody, but actually evaluating, you know, what has to be done. You know, as you all know, I do a lot of work with the farming community and a lot of farmers and producers, and shouldn't that be part of the curriculum in those high schools of understanding how to handle the finances and how to put together a marketing plan for a farm? I know many go to school. There's a lot of great agricultural schools out there. In fact, I'm speaking one in Indiana in January. But is there not a need that somebody should learn some of these skills beforehand? Have we not learned what's going on in this country? Have we not seen the overall technology that we now have? You know, for farmers, you know, today you can get out of the same field, maybe you got 50,000 bushels, you can get 100. Under the same circumstances because of the technology. Isn't it time that we teach our youth, our people that are coming up into that, how to get that yield, how to get that return, and what to do with it? Is it not time that we actually gave a reasonable education to our children? I mean, I don't know if you're happy with this Common Core, but I'm certainly not, which is why I took measures to open up the high school investing. You know, my kids went to school. My kids were good students. And they, at the time, Deerfield High School was the number one high school in the country. In Illinois. And their average ACT score was like 28, which is fine. But again, what does it get you? But my point is that, you know, I used to ask them, you know, what are you learning? What do you get going on? And they didn't know anything. They have no common sense. They have nothing. And I go, well, what's good as this? So what? So you can read and write, but you can't do anything else. So how are you going to survive? You know, I used to kid around and say, hey, I'll drop you off in the middle of nowhere. Let's see if you can find your way home. And I think that's the problem. I think we've become such a technology age and such a, you know, looking for money from the Fed, from the federal government so that we can, you know, keep our schools going that we forgot about that people actually need some real common sense skill. And I don't think that any of them get a common sense skill. I think that's very hard. And I'm watching my kids now as they graduate and go out into the real world, okay, how little they actually know about the real world. Now, fortunately, my son, who now works for Edward Jones, had a good help because he hung around with me a lot, and, you know, I'd give him what I felt was the logical, common sense answers to a lot of things. But you have to understand how life works and how to deal with. You know, nobody who runs a business for themselves or a farm can take the time to read a manual to learn how to do something when it's already too late. Okay. That's where we lack the common sense and the knowledge to move on. And again, that's where the things that really disturb me. But again, this goes all, everything ties back together to the lousy tax plan that we got, which at the end of the day is really not a benefit to anybody because the real benefits need to be taken into, you know, how do we cut down the overall expenses so that our tax bill isn't that high? All right, how do we cut down all these ridiculous little taxes that you get everywhere you go? Okay, you know, you go in and, you know, even the entertainment tax, and now the hotels with their new resort fees or whatever they charge. I mean, that is the biggest crock ever. You know, $22 a night for internet and resort fees. Okay, I mean, they're just out and out stealing when they do that. Now, again, I don't care what anybody says. I mean, that's like stealing. All right. What are you going to say? No, I'm not staying there. So you can get a room. You get a hotel room. You know, you go to Motel 6. You know, I don't think they charge it. But, you know, go to any reasonable hotel and you get a deal. And then all of a sudden they're tacking on, you know, $22, which goes right to their bottom line. You know, me, you ask me, that's ridiculous. Okay. I mean, you want to charge for internet? Okay. You put a separate bill for internet. But why are they forcing everybody to pay? Right. But it happens in a lot of places you go to. It's not just, you know, companies, not just hotels. They everywhere you go, somebody's trying to always get into your back pocket. And that's the problem, is not, you know, the taxation, not what we have, not the deductions, not the SALT. The problem is that all the other expenses that come along, which is the same as what they do in universities now. Why do universities charge so much for tuition? Because they get subsidized. So whoever can't pay for it, they use the FAFSAs. They use whatever. They get government subsidies. So what's the difference? They charge as much as they want. It's the biggest crock and the biggest joke in history. And it's only getting worse, okay, because we let them get away with it. And the government lets them get away with it. That's the same thing that happened with the health insurance problem. That's why it's getting so bad now, because now the government is no longer subsidizing these insurance companies. And why should they? Why should I subsidize Aetna or any of them? I don't care. I mean, where is it written that I got to pay for all that? You want to subsidize some, you know, there's a million ways to put the plan together. And to me, they couldn't have put it together in a dumber way than they did. I'm sure that there's some benefit for them. And that's what I'm always concerned about, is what they're going to take from me. Because I think that's always the case, is they're always taking something from me, from you, from us. And I don't think that's the right thing to be. I just believe that, you know, we could all live, and you could have rich and poor and together, but you have to make things a little bit more equal. You can't have one group, which is always the middle class, financing almost everything through ridiculous taxation. So that's where the effort should go. The effort should go into reducing the debt. The effort should go into making the things needed that we need to have done, and not the things that they think are going to get them votes. That's the bigger issue, in my opinion. But of course, it is my show, so I get to have my opinion. Anyways, I hope you have a great weekend. And I didn't mean to bend your ear all day, but it does irritate me. And I'm, you know, that's just who I am. As you know, you've been around me long enough. And of course, this is the Bubba Show. Make sure you download the show every day at libertytalk.fm and tell your friends about it. Let's get this going. We're trying to get to 1 million downloads a month. All right. And that's my goal. And I need your help to do that. So, you know, pass it around. Download the Bubba Show. And of course, the Sporting Edge as well. We do some great. I don't do it anymore. My son and his buddies, they do it. They have a great handicapping perspective, if you're so inclined in investing there. And don't forget to get Bubba's daily update. All right. Which is just something I email to you every day after the close. Give you an idea of what's going on in the market, what I think, and where we're going to go from here. In the meantime, everybody have a wonderful weekend. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's great for you. And we'll see you back here on Monday. This is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horwitz. Thank you so much. Everybody have a great weekend, and I appreciate you being here. We'll see you later. Bye.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk Events.